And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
When a posse trunk, head to death.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your ba-boom, ba-boom.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Dell?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, send the stage on the mic.
And we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do we do?
We give the people what they want.
So much to discuss today. We're going to talk about Antonio Brown. We're going to talk about the Cowboys situation. They signed a big star. Not Dak. Not Zeke. Not Amari. Your namesake, Jalen Smith. A great linebacker. He signed a $64 million deal, $35.5 million guaranteed. But Jalen, there's implications beyond the future of Jalen Smith on the Cowboys. Is this a direct shot at Ezekiel Elliott?
It's not a shot at Zeke. First off, I want to acknowledge my namesake because watching him ball at Notre Dame and then seeing him get injured
and thinking his career is over
and people feeling like his career could be over, to resurrect in himself the effort, the discipline that he put in to rehab his injury and now get back out on the field and make plays to the point where he earned this deal is a great thing to
see. It really is.
I think these are not mutually exclusive, however. Here's how. Most people feel like he took a team-friendly deal. Zeke ain't trying to do that.
No.
Dak ain't trying to do
that. He is the third highest paid inside linebacker, though. But if you are Zeke and you're in Cabo, you worked out for an hour, and now you're on the beach tanning, and you get this news, don't you feel a certain way? Because, wait, who's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones.
Who's the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry Jones.
So Jerry Jones is out here negotiating and hammering out deals, not with Ezekiel Elliott?
Correct. And again, this is why if you're Zeke, you're not, first off, you want to see everybody get paid, but I don't think this deal affects Dak, Zeke, or Amari.
Really?
Because he took what many people consider a team-friendly deal, David Jacoby.
But don't all of those numbers look like team-friendly deals? $2 million for your starting quarterback? $8 million for one of the best running backs in the league? Don't all of that look like team-friendly numbers to you?
That doesn't, him getting paid won't stop them from getting paid, because when Ezekiel Elliott looks down at the bottom line and see that he got 35 mil guaranteed and he still has a couple of years left on his deal, he left some money in the pot. He didn't take it all. There are linebackers around the league. Bobby Wagner getting $18 million this season. He's going to get that deal 2 years from now. He's underpaid by that standard right now, before the deal even kicks in. So if you're Dak and you're Zeke, you want to be top three, top five salaries right now. Okay? We know in another year he won't be that at his position. Mm. So this is considered a team-friendly deal. He left some money in the kitty, in my opinion, for the Cowboys to still take care of those guys.
Jalen, remember yesterday, it was quarterback Baker Mayfield disrespecting quarterback Daniel Jones in GQ. And now we have Odell Beckham saying this about the Giants, the team that traded him. He said, quote, "This wasn't no business move. This was personal. They thought they'd send me here to die." Is Odell Beckham being a little dramatic about this?
Yes, he is still salty about the fact that he's not playing in New York. If the Browns were playing in this city with their current team, it'd be a win-win.
Lights, camera, action.
But since the Browns play in Cleveland, you could tell he still misses being in NYC. And as somebody that's been traded
a few times,
multiple times, let me just put this on wax. They looked out for him. They traded him to a team that people feel like have a franchise quarterback in Baker Mayfield.
Have some momentum.
They traded him to a team that has his best friend, Jarvis Landry, one of their coaches, or both of those gentlemen was with them at LSU. And people are projecting that the Cleveland Browns are going to do what this year? What did you say?
People are projecting. There's a lot of money on them in Vegas to win the Super Bowl.
So that means not only did they trade you to a better situation in the future, they traded them to a better team right now.
Is anybody putting money on the Giants to win the Super Bowl?
No.
No. Moving on. Jalen, Royce White of the Big Three. He's balling in the Big Three, too. Big shout to Royce White.
I like Royce White.
He had some thoughts
Iowa State
about the Lakers roster. Let's listen to Mr. White.
Melo is absolutely being blackballed. He's given too much to the game for them not to allow him to play or for them to, you know, kind of culturally just make a decision or an agreement that he's not good enough anymore. There's no way that the Lakers would go out and sign Jared Dudley and not sign Carmelo Anthony. And another question is, while a guy like LeBron is walking around here like he's the face and voice of the players, how is he letting his banana boat brother hang out there in the wings and they go sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo? If anybody watching this thinks that Jared Dudley can hold Carmelo's jock strap, I'll slap him.
I love it so much.
Oh,
I love it so much. He's taking shots at LeBron. Jared Dudley's looking at his mentions on Twitter like, yo, what's this got to do with me? It got nothing to do with me.
Jared Dudley, the homie, I wonder if he responded to him.
He did. He basically was like, yo, it's not about who's better at basketball. It's about fit on the team.
Well, I have a lot of comments about this.
Let's hear him.
I have a one-word answer to start this off. Facts.
Not all facts. If LeBron James wanted Carmelo Anthony on the team, he would be on the team. I feel that way. It's not like he went into Rob Plinka's office and was like, let's bring Carmelo on.
So you're making Royce's point.
But it's not on LeBron James. It's not on LeBron James. You know I love LeBron. It's not on LeBron that Carmelo's not in the league. It's not nothing to do with him. He's not the face of the voice of the players.
So that's why I have to distinguish his comments because they were really loaded. And by the way,
there's so many levels to him.
By the way, he looked just like Malcolm Little in that video.
Also,
you know who that is?
No.
A.K.A. Malcolm X. That's who he looked like. Red beard, glasses. A couple of things. Detroit Red. Jared Dudley is a seasoned veteran. And while he can make an open three-point shot, his presence in the locker room and his ability to adjust to a role is why he's going to continue to have staying power as a veteran.
Yes.
Okay? But don't exclude the first thing I said. That's actually why they won. Because he can make three-point shots. When they swing the ball to him, the 40% plus three-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He going to keep a job, first and foremost. So whether he's with the Lakers or not, he's going to have a job in the league this year. Number two, I disagree with the fact that if LeBron wanted him on the Lakers, he would be on the Lakers. Because we do that too simple in the media. If he wanted Ty Lue, if he wanted Melo, guess what? LeBron don't own the team.
He did want Ty Lue.
If he wanted Ty Lue.
And it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out.
That's a fair point.
He didn't seem upset. He didn't say trade me.
But I want, it's more. Give me this. If you're a contending team.
Yes.
You've got a good roster.
Yes.
You don't really want Carmelo because you've got to give him too many minutes and he's going to be like a bench guy for you. If you're a team, an up-and-coming team that's in lottery, you don't really want Carmelo because you want to give your young guys the run. He doesn't really fit right now.
Dog. Mark Jackson deserves to be coaching in the NBA.
Your opinion.
Carmelo Anthony deserves to be playing in the NBA.
Name the team.
Let me tell you why.
Name the team.
They showed me. I wouldn't mind seeing him on my Detroit Pistons.
I do kind of like that fit.
We just picked up Derrick Rose. I think he's going to do great with us. We just picked up Michael Beasley.
You know what? You know why Royce White was so good in that sound? I feel like in his mind, he felt like he was blackballed too. I feel like in his mind, he's like, I was blackballed too.
But it's two other things. Melo wasn't on a banana boat.
That's fair. He was on a beach. He was on the beach.
And I like the fact that he said, if somebody thinks Dudley's better than Melo, I'll slap him.
We're going to keep moving. We have Marcus Spears with us.
Big Swaggo!
Turn up.
Yeah!
I'm finally back with my brothers.
No doubt. So good to have you back, Marcus.
Yes, man. Yes,
and
man.
And Jacoby. I have to acknowledge.
No. Darrell Revis.
We set out to have a plan when we first started doing our show. from lovely South Seaport Studios. And we told the world that Marcus Spears was next.
He's a star.
He's a star.
He's a star.
He was coming on our show, and people didn't really even...
Even Zion. He's Zion.
No.
Zion.
But you know, when Alabama ain't playing, we don't really watch that often, you know? And all of a sudden, now my brother hosting First Take. Get up.
That's my dog.
You going to be on Monday Night Football soon.
Big.
My brother.
I saw him in Bristol.
My brothers.
You went to Bristol?
My brothers.
The 06010?
Yeah, I saw him in Bristol.
First of all, 06010?
First of all, let me say this.
You said the DoubleTree?
I got to give a shout out to y'all. I appreciate the bless up, man.
Sometimes you just need the platform, man. He was in Bristol.
06010. You stayed at DoubleTree?
DoubleTree. And the cookies.
That means he was on the fourth floor having important meetings.
First of all,
they only give you one cookie.
Nah.
You asked for two cookies?
Not when you're over 300.
You ain't over 300. You're 295.
Nah, I'm over 300.
You over 300?
Yeah, I live that life.
Good for you.
About that life.
Good for you.
Can you give me a snapshot of what happened when Spears showed up and played and pick up basketball?
No, it ain't
People
about
sleep
that.
On the fact that he you got game.
It's nah, more about... It no, first of all, he didn't want to come.
It wasn't a good day.
He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come play. He didn't. He didn't have sneakers. That was his excuse. I went to his hotel lobby and called him.
Yo.
He said, wait, I'll be down in 10 minutes.
Oh, he'll stalk you.
It doesn't take 10 minutes to come down from that to your room. And then when he got down the lobby, what'd you say, Marcus?
Thought you was going to leave.
I don't have no tennis shoes.
No. I was playing Fortnite. Like, you make me sit in the lobby. You make me sit there, look at my phone, check Instagram, when check Twitter.
When you're on the verge of a dub, you can't leave Fortnite. They few and far in between. You can't
be sitting there waiting in the lobby for 10 minutes.
When I'm down to the game and it's only 10 people left, I ain't getting off till the game over. That's a rule.
So then he comes down. He didn't have tennis shoes. I was like, go to Modell's. Modell's doesn't have size 16, whatever size you are. So then I found a place that had size 16s. I called him. And then the quickest way to get there, because it was around 6 o'clock. And anyone who's ever been in New York City can't get anywhere at 6 o'clock. Got to take the train.
No.
Marcus Spears acted like the train was Space Mountain. He acted like the train, like he was more scared on the train than I've ever seen.
Country boy.
Jay, I don't do well with crowds.
That's big city life, man.
I don't do well with crowds.
And underground, too.
And underground, yo. First of all, I had house slippers on. That's
ain't
number
running
one.
Running nose.
Yeah. Right?
Can't run nose.
And you ain't supposed to get on the damn subway with them. Right?
That's why.
So I'm down there and Kobach and like everything. Bro, real life.
He act like it's too normal.
This is my first time ever.
Y'all act like the train is
like
scary.
He talking like I been on the train once or twice. This was my first time ever. And I get down there. First of all, it's hot as hell. That's number one.
It was
number
hot.
Two, yo. Like, I'm a big dude. People.
It's crowded, man.
I'm from the South, bro. You're not used to people, like, getting under you. Like, people... I ain't never met you in my life. And you in me. You like in my chest. Right. We standing like this.
Right.
And there's a crazy lady talking to us. And you can always tell here's the thing. This is for everybody. This is game right now. If you're talking to somebody and you see that plastic hospital bracelet on their wrist, if they got the hospital bracelet on your wrist, don't mess with
them. This is my first experience on Subway, bro. And this dude gonna act like I'm supposed to be normal.
And somebody got the hospital bracelet.
You know the bracelet I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I live by a hospital.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, right?
Mm.
So I'm fighting the urge not to grab this damn handle you got to hold on not to fall. Think about how nasty that handle is. I tell people all the time.
Door handles are some of the nastiest things in your day.
I get so pissed off with my kids when they put their hands on the escalator belt.
Check the game.
Like,
yo,
don't do it.
Yo, he didn't grab the handle with his hand.
I didn't, yo.
He grabbed it with two hands.
Two hands.
He grabbed it with two hands. White knuckle in the subway.
Bro, people were on me, bro. I ain't getting on it no more.
We were in the first train car, because I always know which train car you got to get in, because you have to get out. I know every stop in New York City, except for some in Queens. And I made the mistake of being like, yo, look out the window. Because we're in the first car. I was like, go ahead, look out the window. And then when he saw the tunnels and the lights going by and how fast we were going, he got
doing. What we doing, yo? Like, get me the hell off this thing, bro.
I rode it a grand total of two times. Go ahead,
bro. I will say, Cole took care of me.
Of course.
Right? And just like y'all ushered me in on the show, like, I had to have, if I would have been on that subway by myself, bro, I'd have freaked out.
And we got
legit freaked out.
Me too.
Got to the sneaker spot.
That's why I wanted to hear the story.
Yeah.
Me too.
No doubt. Got to the sneaker spot. And first thing they say to Marcus, don't I know you're from First Take?
There you go.
He's famous now.
Respect.
There
he's
you
famous,
go.
Famous now.
There you go.
Yeah. He got him some LeBrons. The only ones they had.
Only ones they had.
The only ones they had, and we play ball.
We were a size 16.
We went 1-2. Yeah. We went 1-2. You know, we played all right.
I gotta get
didn't
my
play
body
great.
Back. Gotta get my body
he'll
back.
Right. He said something so veteran. Because me, I'll play 6 games, 7 games. After the third game, I always say 1 game is a warm up, 2 games is a sweat, 3 games is a workout. After the third game, he looked at me. He's like, "That's it, bro."
Know thyself, bro.
That sounded like me last time we played at LAC. Remember, yeah. That's the exact same thing I did.
After a few games, you got to know yourself. See, I'll play forever. And then
you out there with a blown Achilles.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I don't get injured because I don't move fast enough, I don't jump high enough, and I'm done.
Yep.
I'm only in second gear. When you're in second gear, 100% of the time,
and that's my issue, bro. That's my issue. Like, you click, like your mind saying, I still got this. I can do this. And then, literally, Jay, I'm running down the court, and my knee is like,
you can't do this.
What are you doing? My knee came out and looked me in my eye and said, what are you doing? I was like, it's time for me to stop. And Cole was trying to usher me back. He was trying to talk to me back.
I wanted to leave at 500. I wanted to get back to 500. But we got to win. That's all that matters. So that was the Mo Bodanga run. Big shout out to all my Mo Bodanga brothers.
No doubt.
We had a big tournament on the beach on Sunday. Mo Bodanga, Reese, Classic, Volume 3. I posted a clip on Instagram of the Night King winning the championship. And Jalen Rose, on my page, saying, I have so many questions. It did not seem respectful. It did not seem like you were being respectful and complimentary in that moment. So
correct.
Now that we're on wax.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What questions do you have, sir?
So here's what questions I asked. I follow you, not him. Why is he on your page if he's not on your team?
Because he's the Night King. That's my guy. That's Swilly. That's Scott Williams, the legend of Last Lap. He's the Night King. Want to know why he's the Night King?
Yes.
Won the chip. Didn't sleep. Didn't sleep.
What?
Tournament started at 10:30. Showed up, not sleeping. Night King. Buckets in the championship. And we're talking triple rims, okay? Triple rims.
Damn.
Yo, I hit like four jump shots the entire day.
I miss every shot.
Triple rims. You could not hit in the
That's
chip.
Like a damn corner
in the
board.
Chip. Yeah. 2 3-pointers in the chip.
Triple rim.
And I also want to shout out, he had Royal Ivy on the team.
Gotcha.
He had Royal Ivy on the team. He had a good team.
Gotcha.
He had a good team.
So,
big shout to him. Big shout to RJ. Big shout to that
so
big
you were
bro.
Paying homage to the champion who put in work in the big game.
And put in work the night before.
So here's
he's the Night King.
So that's one of those questions. Here's the
I don't
other
know how
question.
I feel about him keep saying he the Night King.
Yeah,
y'all don't watch Game of Thrones. That's what it is.
I do watch Game of Thrones.
He's the Night King.
Nah, he not.
You don't know him.
He ain't that tough.
You don't know him.
Cole, come on, man.
Can't
like,
be that
your
tough.
Night King is like,
he's the Night King. He's the Night King.
I feel like it's like you trying to like create
the
a
nickname.
Superhero.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so anyone who's listening to this that knows Scott, he's a superhero.
Oh, hell no.
He watches Game of Thrones.
Hell no.
He's the Night King.
Here's the second question, and this was a cultural thing.
Whatever you're about to say, don't disrespect me.
You guys, his teammates, they were spraying him. Was that beer?
Beer, yeah. Beer.
That's cultural.
Yeah. What do you want, champagne? We're at the beach, dog.
They were showering him with beer.
Yeah.
Y'all knew it was going to be a championship game that day, right?
Yeah.
No champagne was available?
Listen.
I don't even understand, like, showering,
dog,
period.
First of all.
Especially beer.
We had uniforms. We had sandwiches. We had African food. We had beers. They had sneaker cleaners, free kicks, uniform, the whole deal. This was a well-run event. Yeah. So don't talk about what we had or didn't have.
But Cole, don't celebrate like it's a championship, like a real, like it's going to go down in history.
So vacations are important. It's summertime. Everyone's thinking about vacations. But me and my wife, we got the 3 kids. Getting them all in the car. We drove to Cape Cod. Great white sharks everywhere. Long drive. Kids complaining. Have to pee. Have to eat. It's just a hassle sometimes. You know what I'm really into? Staycation. And you know how I booked my staycation? Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight is the best way to get a hotel. They partner with the best hotels and help them sell their unsold rooms, which means you get incredible deals. It's your one-stop shop for booking hotels. And I know it's called Hotel Tonight, but they have great deals on hotels tonight, but also great deals on hotels in the future if you are planning ahead. It is so great. You can book in advance. It's perfect for weekend getaways, summer vacations, or for me and my wife, staycations. We're going to be booking one soon. My wife is already on the Hotel Tonight app. Get us a sitter. Someone spends the night, and me and her just enjoy some room service, watch a movie. I love Hotel Tonight because they've got many different categories. The app is so easy to use. They break everything down into what type of hotel you want. They've got reviews. They tell you about the property. It's really, 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 really easy and helpful, the best way to book a hotel. And they've got a thing called Daily Drop. It's a special feature on Hotel Tonight, and it's available in major cities. You choose a city, and you unlock it once a day to score an extra amazing hotel deal selected for you. Again, the offers only last for 15 minutes, so you have to book it quickly. It's super fun. You get the Daily Drop. You go into Hotel Tonight. You get a quick 15-minute window to make a decision whether you want to take this amazing deal. The Daily Drop deals are special. All the Hotel Tonight prices are the best, but the Daily Drops are even better, and they're in major cities. You should definitely check it out. You only get one deal per person because it is so good of a deal, the Daily Drop and Hotel Tonight. Make sure that you download the Hotel Tonight app to your phone and start booking your vacation or your staycation as soon as possible. The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Okay. I'm getting a little tired about talking about Antonio Brown. Last time we were talking about him, he filed a second grievance. And we had the GM of the Raiders being like, are you all out or are you all in? And now we have John Gruden on Antonio Brown. Let's listen.
Seems Antonio's all in since he's here.
Is that a joke or what? Yeah. No. Yeah, he's all in. That's what he said.
Is it a new helmet?
It's a certified helmet, Vic. So he's all in, ready to go. That's my understanding. It's not been a distraction to me at all. I mean, I hate to break it to anybody, but we've known what the status is regarding his feet. He just showed up with frostbite. I've never had a guy show up with frostbite. And fortunately, we got that thing under control. And this grievance thing is no laughing matter. It's something that's really important to him. And there's nothing wrong with supporting your players.
Marcus, not a distraction. Frostbite, grievance about the helmet. Is Antonio Brown worth the drama?
Yep.
Really?
I got to say yes. All right. And the reason I say yes is because the NFL is a bottom line business, dog. And we know that production gives you a free pass for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. This dude is an all-time great. We're not talking about just a good player in the league in this day and age. When we put AB's numbers up, he's one of the greatest to ever play the position. So that's number one. That's why they deal with this. But we know what this is, man. Like, we know this.
Does he just not want to go to training camp?
He don't want to practice.
Correct.
That's what this is.
Correct.
That's all it is.
It's preseason.
The frostbite was real.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's a real issue, a real situation. I'm not saying the helmet situation is not real to him, but he made the Oakland Raiders pay. Like, that's a league rule. You made the Oakland Raiders pay for the fact that the league told you your helmet was outdated. Here's my issue with AB, bro. AB is supposed to be one of those dudes that we get to sit back, enjoy a career from a cat that wasn't picked first. In the pickup game.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't always the guy that everybody looked at and focused on and was like, he going to be that dude. He wasn't a 6'5", 4'3", DK Metcalf, right? He was like Central Michigan, not highly recruited, turned himself into, he a self-made man. Who don't root for a self-made man? The only time we don't root for a self-made man is when he tell everybody he's self-made.
Mm.
We supposed to let everybody else talk about how you a self-made man. Like, Antonio Brown took the narrative away from us, the dudes that talk about him, by saying, look what this dude did, like how he came up. He got it from the mud into everybody look at me. I'm the man. I'm doing my thing. I don't need to play in the NFL. I already got bread. That's when everybody
Jalen,
like.
Jalen, doesn't this drama from this offseason make it harder to root for this self-made man?
I think if you're a fantasy football fan, you're still going to take him, just not as high.
Yeah.
That's the change that I've seen in Antonio Brown from a fan perspective. Here's a guy that always went in the top six and sometimes even went number one. This year in fantasy, he going in the 20s. That's a real thing for his value. That just lets you know that people don't anticipate that he's not going to be as productive as Marcus said that he once was. He doesn't have Big Ben.
Yep.
There isn't a Juju on the other side. Like, he has to find a way to make this thing with Derek Carr work. And that's what makes him worth the drama. Because the guy that they gave $100 million to be under center, they have to see if he the guy moving forward. Just like Dallas did with Dak, bringing him Amari. If Carr's going to get paid, it's because Antonio Brown.
No question.
And he found a way to put up big numbers. That's what makes him worth it.
You know they're going to start like 0-3. They're going to start 0-3. And then what happens with Antonio Brown?
Oh, I got a visual. You see him on the sideline.
Rostradamus,
right?
Is Rostradamus here?
He just slammed his helmet.
He did?
He just slammed
his
helmet.
He
just slammed it. He's yelling at John Gruden.
Yep.
Yeah.
Derek
Carr.
Why I ain't getting the rock?
Yeah.
We'd be 3-0 if I was getting the rock.
I see it too.
But too, like, y'all know this analogy. I mean, you know when you was dating a girl that wasn't good for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she brought so much to the table for where you were at in your life. John Gruden is at a point where he has to have a guy like AB. Like, AB is there to pull John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders out of this narrative that they had traded Khalil Mack.
Mm.
They lost. The program was in disarray. They got rid of dudes that, look, people forget the Raiders were in kind of a good spot just 2 to 3 years ago.
And also, Carr's not the only one making $100 million.
There you go.
That's working for the Raiders.
Well. So AB was looked at by that front office and John Gruden and Mike Mayock, who, by the way, had just come from television. All right. There's a lot of things going on that depend on how well AB does. Because any other player would have got killed in the media by his coach and GM for not coming to practice because of a helmet issue.
I feel like we know what the Raiders are going to be, right? But one team that I got my eye on is the Arizona Cardinals. They've got Kingsbury. They've got Kyler Murray. They've got the air raid offense. Raiders safety, LaMarcus Joyner, he had some thoughts about the air raid offense. Let's listen to him.
Well, it's pretty boy football. It don't allow the defense to play physical like the game was meant to be. So, you know, when you go against offense like that, you have to introduce that physicality to them because they don't want to do that.
And so you make it your mission to do what?
Run that kind of offense out of the NFL.
Pretty boy football doesn't allow the defense to be physical. Is that an insult or a compliment, Marcus?
An insult. But that's where the league is going in certain situations. The only way you can get Kyler Murray to be successful is in that offense. But what LaMarcus Joyner is saying, like, it's not only a frustration with this offense, it's a frustration with the league, right? The league has become one of those leagues where we see Pat Mahomes throwing 50 touchdowns. We see Tom Brady playing at 42.
You ain't playing quarterback at
42.
You play defense. That's what you sound like.
I'm just saying.
Like, you play defense.
The dude being honest. He's being honest.
And don't,
go ahead, Jay.
I agree with you. And we saw this exact thing happen in the NBA. The pace and space.
Hand checking.
Standing around a 3-point line, chucking up from 24 feet. You have teams in the Houston Rockets that attempted more threes than twos.
Yep.
Just think about that for a second. And so.
Is that bad though?
Yes.
Why?
Because all teams, I like scenarios where you're building something based on your talent, not the other way around. I hate when people feel like it's all about my system. Because those situations don't work. You just talked about Kyler Murray, right? So, if he's 5'9", never took a snap under center, you're going to get him in the NFL. They might get this guy killed, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be good this year, Jacoby.
Jay, this was my question from the beginning. Well, it is implosion if it doesn't work. We're not talking about Cliff Kingsbury trying to bring a system into the NFL that for somehow didn't work at Texas Tech, but they thought it would translate to the NFL if they got the right guy. And then we get a guy in the NFL that has never resurrected a franchise. A guy of Kyler Murray's stature has never resurrected a franchise.
Say Russell Wilson. Please say it.
Drew Brees.
Say Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
All right. Let me ask you this question. It's a legit question. Because everybody go crazy about what Drew
Brees. Drew didn't throw for 4,000 last year.
Everybody go crazy about the Drew Brees situation, mm-hmm. right? Drew Brees at Purdue played under center, That's played fair. In the shotgun. And another thing, Drew Brees was never athletic.
That's fair.
Drew Brees always had to play and learn how to manipulate within the pocket. You know what Kyler does? He resorts to running when it don't work. That don't work up there.
And
I've been trying to tell people that.
And it's a style. So, and correct me if I'm wrong. These numbers matter. Back in the day when we were watching football, when there was actually a fullback, when teams used two tight ends, you know, the main reason other than just, you know, giving you options is to protect the quarterback.
Jay.
Right? So now, just like I said in basketball, if you have five guys around the three line, you can go four or five wide receivers on first down in the shotgun if you want to. But guess what the Raiders going to do? We're going to blitz you.
Until you play Aaron Donald, until you play Khalil Mack, until you play Von Miller, and until you play a dude that's beating that left tackle to sleep and two D tackles that's pushing them guards in your lap, we won't see how bad 5'9 is when you try to change his entire game.
It's too much change in 1 year to me for him to show a level of success. Because they don't really have a great line.
And this was a bad team.
And they were a bad team.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to work, but I'll be watching. It's time for Keep Moving. Not everything is worth discussing. Jalen, if you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If you don't, okay. Me, you, and Method Man, and Marcus, keep moving. You ready?
Yes, sir.
First, the Clippers did something that might
hit the brakes.
Upset LeBron James.
Anything Clippers, we got to hit the brakes right now.
They reached a deal to hire Tyronn Lue as an assistant coach. Jalen, we all know what happened with Ty Lue and the Lakers and LeBron. What do you think this means for the LA basketball teams?
I think the LA Clippers are doing everything possible to not only shore up their coaching staff and keep a level of familiarity. Because people forget the fact that Ty Lue was on Doc's staff.
Mm-hmm.
Still have Sam Cassell. They brought in Chauncey Billups to call games, who's best friends with Ty Lue. Now you add Kawhi, you add PG to a familiar situation. Sweet Lue is still there as the sixth man. You bring back Patrick Beverley. You still have Montrezl Harrell. And unlike, for example, the Lakers, they've had a total makeover. So I love this for the Clippers for basketball reasons. I enjoyed the petty.
I love the petty.
All of the stuff that people are going to talk about, how it needles LeBron. But to me, it's just a great basketball decision.
So, Marcus, if you're LeBron and you're on the set of Space Jam 2, you know what I mean? You're memorizing your lines. And all of a sudden, you get a notification on your phone that says Ty Lue got hired by the Clippers. How do you feel?
Smoke, smoke, smoke. That's all I thought when he got hired. Because, look, we know LeBron wanted Ty Lue.
Mm-hmm.
They got Vogel. And here's the thing. Like, I love the power moves that Ballmer is making, bro. We keep having this conversation about the Lakers will never be unseated, and they won't. That's a whole different conversation.
Not there, yeah.
But what is happening right now in this moment in time, Ballmer, like, I'm going at your neck. I'm doing everything I can to put together not only a winner, but I'm going to change the conversation for at least however many years I can about the LA Clippers and the Lakers.
I can't wait until both Kyrie and PG leave in 2 years. Moving on. Mike Trout. Quietly
Anthony
dominating baseball.
Possibly.
Keep moving and hit the break.
You say baseball?
Oh, come on.
Keep it moving.
All right, we'll keep moving.
We keep it moving.
I like Mike Trout, though. He a beast.
And he branded.
Moving on, we have an update on Andrew Luck. Jalen, keep moving or hit the brakes.
Update, Andrew Luck. He's dealt with a lot of injuries. We'll keep it moving for now.
You know what that update is. Moving on.
We keep it moving.
News in the world of movies. Jalen, keep moving
hit
into the breaks.
The breaks.
Matrix 4 has been announced. Keanu's back. The cast
is back. Can we
not
keep it moving?
It's been green lit. Jalen, question for you. Have you ever seen the Matrix movie?
No.
You've never seen the Matrix?
No. Not one, not two, not three.
Lawrence Fishburne is in there.
I need to go see. I love him. That's my guy.
You seen The Matrix?
Since he was Larry, as a matter
Marcus,
of fact.
You've never seen The Matrix either? Is The Matrix cultural?
Other than Lawrence Fishburne.
Moving
being
on.
In it.
Moving
I
on.
I thought you was supposed to say Coming to America too.
I just saw him in King of New York the other night. I was watching it.
Triple G announce his next fight. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, you got to hit the brakes.
He'll be fighting Derevchenko. It should we care if he's not fighting Canelo?
Yes, because Triple G's a beast. What are they fighting? Might have to go to that.
You're not going to it. You're just talking about
If it's in New York City and I'm here, I'll be there.
It's in Madison Square Garden.
I'll be there. If I don't work, I'll be there.
Let's do the boxing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I'll be there.
It really is.
Next, I wish I had a nickname like that.
We have the most important. We have the most important topic of the day. There's a debate on the internet that we need to chime in on. I feel obligated to keep moving or hit the brakes.
So if you feel like we need to hit it, we must hit the brakes.
Wow. Are you just being nice to me because Marcus is here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've seen it by now. The debate about the spicy chicken sandwich. We've got the Wendy's chicken sandwich, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Question. Is this overblown?
Hell no.
Okay, Marcus. I'm sorry, where'd you grow up?
Louisiana.
Let me guess where you signed with. Popeyes.
Till I die.
When was the last time you had Popeyes?
Yesterday.
That's not true.
Swear to God. Bristol, Connecticut got a Popeyes 1 mile away from ESPN campus. I went and got a spicy chicken sandwich.
I just had it like 7 days ago at Detroit Metropolitan Airport.
For real?
So let's keep it 100, bro. Let's keep it 100. Let me teach people a food.
I have to say that there's another company that sells chicken that got left out of this conversation called Church's. And I used to drive right past Church's. And then one day the line was so very, this was like, I was like a teenager. The line was so long at the Popeyes right there on Myers. I was like, I'm gonna hit this Church's and see what it's like. And I got a leg that was so large. It was bigger than a breast.
That's why Churches fell off.
You sure it was a chicken?
I'm like, oh,
we're
no.
Not sure.
And we started calling it, you know, PED.
Yeah.
You know, back
then. They do steroid chicken.
Back like, then.
Churches, you know, the leg part on the wing at Churches, it looked like a turkey leg. It's ridiculous.
I've never been to Churches in my life.
All right, let's get back
I've never been to Churches in my life.
Yeah, tell them, break this down to chicken sandwiches.
Let's get back to the game, though. Popeyes changed the game, okay? Popeyes, in my book, is the king of chicken. That's number one.
The king of chicken.
Fast food. We're not talking about all chicken in the world.
Of course.
We're talking about fast food. We're talking about where you have the ability to drive through and get chicken. Popeyes is the greatest. Number two, when you eat this chicken sandwich, it's not only about the chicken. This bread on that chicken sandwich, bro, let me tell you. It's like biting into a cloud.
You know what happened?
It's like how they put, you know how they put the bread on the grill and like the edges get crispy
with butter? Yes.
And then the rest of it is just a cloud.
You know what's happening right now? They're having a meeting at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like, we got to do something. We're not even in the conversation. We got to do something. They're having a meeting right now. They're having an emergency meeting in the conference room. Like we got to do something right now.
I feel like.
That chicken sandwich, man.
So Chick-fil-A to me, nuggets. Wendy's, not for chicken. Popeyes, I agree with everything you said. When they came with the extra crispy and their biscuits.
Jalen.
What up, Dow?
I was out past 11 p.m. last night.
Past your curfew.
And you were right there with me.
I was.
Where did we go?
Power!
Yep. Madison Square
Premier
Garden. I had so much I want to talk about. But, yo, one thing is, you know, we're all on Instagram.
Yep.
So, you know, you want to get the stories up.
Yep.
You were trying to put the show on your Instagram stories. What happened?
I was trying to get a snippet
of
the Power premiere on my phone.
Just like 10 seconds.
Just to share it with the public to promote the program.
Just a teaser. Just to promote.
You know, I would never do anything to undercut my favorite show.
Yeah, of course. Just a little snippet. Just to capture the environment. What happened?
Professional security.
Came right over.
Mr. Rose. We know you love the show.
We love you.
And I see you holding up your phone.
But respectfully.
I want to look in your phone.
Oh, I love this part.
And have you delete everything you just recorded.
He's like, I need to watch you delete it.
And I had no problems with it.
Of course.
I did it.
Of course.
Except he ain't see all of them.
And also, let me say this. There was a lot of people there. There was a lot of people there.
So hold on, Jacob. You're right. So We get a chance to see Curtis 50 Cent Jackson perform.
With everybody.
At Madison Square
Garden. He performed with everybody.
Right? Big Snoop Dogg was there.
Yep.
Fab.
Fab.
Yep. Was there. Lil Mo.
Yep.
There. Was there. Russell Simmons.
Yep. Right next to us.
Was there.
Zoe Kayla Zuriel.
Yep. There.
Squad.
There.
A couple other things I want to share from the evening. Number one, so many people there.
So many people.
Number two.
Like a sporting
number
event.
Number two,
yeah,
I was sitting
like
there.
12,000 people there.
I was sitting there watching it. We had a really good seat. Shout out to the people that hooked you up.
Shout out.
I think I like live music again.
Yes! I thought I heard you say that last night.
I think I like live music again. We got to have a hard stance against live music.
Hey, man.
I really enjoyed that. Let me tell you why, though. Everybody came out, did like one or two songs, kept it moving. Everybody kept it moving. Trey Song comes out, does his hits. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want 60 minutes of Trey Songs. I want 8 minutes of Trey Songs. That one was so nice. Yeah. It was like a little potpourri of different flavors. It was just a bunch of sides instead of one big entree. I like that aspect.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. That was my favorite moment of the night. I looked over at my brother David, and he was like, I think I like live music again.
I think I like live music again. I think I do. I think I do. Number two.
So we got to give credit to Curtis Jackson because he was holding a microphone you said that.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
got hits. You see, people see 50 now and see him on IG. Y'all, I just want people to always pay attention to somebody's journey.
He's not an Instagram comedian.
Correct.
He's not an Instagram comedian. That's not who 50 Cent is.
Correct.
If you're 15, that's what you might think about 50 Cent. If you're in eighth grade right now.
There's a reason why he became a mogul. Okay?
Oh,
and it's called going diamond.
I love him so much. Let me tell you what I love about him. Everyone's dressed in the nines. Everyone on stage got their special outfits that they thought of 3 days before and their gold chains and everything. 50 Cent. Baggy jeans, white tee, Yankee cap. That's it.
He's going to rock. Here's what I...
You never know, goes out of style.
So, but also, I always sit back as somebody that considers themselves talent, but also an entrepreneur. And you know where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know I always seek and find ways to try to be different and unique.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I've always liked about 50, and I want people to pay really close attention to this point, because he always has done this. He makes sure that he distinguishes himself different from everybody else, and he's never changed. And let me tell you what that does. Kicks down doors. When Stuart Scott worked at ESPN and I got hired, I went up to him, gave him a hug. And he told me he loved me too. I'm like, really? And we had a kinship and I had a level of respect for Stu because I felt like he was a trailblazer in mass media working for ESPN and was putting on for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that allows somebody like me to not necessarily get looked at sideways when I come with my references.
Of course.
Now, I did get a couple of emails clearly over 12 years about things I said on TV.
Yeah, you got more than emails.
Correct.
You had to go to meetings.
Yes, yes. Curtis Jackson continues to kick down doors because I guarantee you, when he meet with the people at Starz, when he meet with the people at ABC, he might show up with a suit and tie, but he will show up with that Yankee cap and a t-shirt on.
And the one thing I want to say about Curtis Jackson, you talk about being consistent and being who you are. His very first song that I heard, How to Rob.
How to Rob.
How to Rob. What was he doing?
How to Rob.
Dissing everybody. Talking about robbing everybody in the game. And what does he do now? Gets in beefs all the time. He's on Instagram. He's not shying away from conflict. That's just who he is. He stayed consistent. He is who he was. And I need one more note about this. I've never, ever, ever been with you in a dark room and watched a movie or a TV show, and you not fall asleep. You fell asleep for like 10 seconds during the Power premiere. You fell asleep for 10 seconds. I looked over, and I was like, this is my man's favorite show. He watches every episode four times. I think you watch every episode four times because you fall asleep at different times every time. That's why you watch every episode four times, because like, the first time you watch it, you fall asleep at the end. The second time you watch it, you fall asleep at the beginning. The third time you watch it, you fall asleep in the middle.
Oh, man. I think it was the adult beverages.
I didn't have any adult beverages. What are you talking about?
I think that's what it was.
We had a lot of adult beverages.
And also, there's more.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. Don't sleep on this. 50 in shape, too.
Oh, yeah.
So don't think you're going to run up on them, because you're going to catch them hands.
Oh, no.
also, I want to say this. We had a little team, and we were all enjoying ourselves. But everyone's hungry. Everyone's hungry. Jalen Rose goes, where's the food? Upstairs. So Jalen just dips off by himself. And then our friends are like, yo, Jacoby, you're just going to let him go? I'm like, I'm not dead. Like, I'm just, do whatever he wants.
We at MSG. It's 11,000 people. Yeah, like, I'm with the people that I'm kicking it with. I'm 6'8". And I'm just going to walk just off by myself.
Yeah, like, but they're like, what are you, Jacoby, you're not going to walk with him? I'm like, he's not Quincy. Like, not my son. He's not 6 years old. Like, he's grown. And then he came back with a small fries. And there was like seven of us. And I was like, yo, did he really just leave for 45 minutes and came back with small fries? Jalen Rose, being the man he is, had the food delivered to all of us in our seats. What a boss. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, brother.
Thank you so much.
And the great thing about last night, too, is always the fellowship. Because we get a chance to do a show, and it don't seem like work.
This is work?
And when people run into us, like the gentleman on the subway, he's like, y'all still together?
Yeah.
Y'all still talking about sports?
So that's what we do.
Y'all hanging out and y'all ain't at work?
I also want to give a big shout to Millie's, one of my favorite rappers no one heard of. Millie's, M-I-L-L-Y-Z. Check him out. Cambridge's own.
I got to give one more shout out, too.
Shout out.
We hit up Hooters after.
You know what you turned me on to?
The Rub Wings.
Dry Rub. I always like buffalo style well with done. The hot sauce. I always extra like the hot rub. Sauce. Extra rub. Well done.
Yep.
Shout out to that.
That's why I lost my phone.
Why?
That's why I lost my phone.
Why?
I went downstairs today.
First of all, you weren't supposed to tell anybody about adult beverages. You weren't supposed to tell anybody about Hooters. And you're definitely not supposed to tell anybody that you lost your phone.
Some of these people might be trying to hit me up. You know, it's the gift and the curse. So I walked in the crib, walked downstairs this morning, and I realized, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Look on the kitchen table. See the Hooters.
Oh, you got something to there. Go. You got something to
yeah,
go.
It was there.
No phone.
No phone.
No phone. Distracted by the wings.
Correct.
Big Sean, JRLA supporter, donated $100,000 to build a studio in the Boys and Girls Club of Detroit. Is there anything else happening this week to benefit the youth of Detroit?
Absolutely. I love Big Sean. He attended the first Jalen Rose Leadership Academy graduation. Okay? I love the fact that he puts on for the city, and I made sure I sent him a message to do so. But this Sunday,
yep,
the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, along with David Jacoby, will be at the MGM Grand.
And on Monday,
the JRLA golf outing.
Make sure you go to JRLA Detroit to check it out and support. We'll be back tomorrow. Big shout to Marcus Spears for coming through. And big shout to Power for hosting us last night.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow.
You're far too kind. Give the beat.